Hey, what's good, everybody? I'm Justin Miller, host and owner of Legends of Athletics, and this is another Legends of Athletics podcast. So welcome to those of you that are new to listening to us, and for those that are returning listeners, hey, thank you for coming back again. We always want to make sure we thank each and every one of you that have taken the time out to make us a part of your daily, weekly, nightly, afternoon, morning routine, and thank you, and just thank you, because without your support, we wouldn't be able to continue going, and it really wouldn't be a point in this podcast. But because of your support and because of you spreading the word and things like that, it makes this podcast more valuable. And so without you guys, we wouldn't be able to get to where we are. For those of you that are listening to this podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure that you rate and comment on a podcast. It helps us move up in the rankings, and moving up in the rankings just helps us to be able to gain more listeners and gain more followers of the podcast. If you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, make sure that you like, share, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, and that would be greatly appreciated, again, to help us with the algorithms to suggest this to more people and things like that. And so that's the world we live in today, and so we have to ask that, and that's the only thing that we ask in this podcast. We don't run any ads or anything like that right now, and so those are the only things that we ask. And if you have not taken the time to follow us on any social media platform, make sure to do that on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to Legends of Athletics and hit that follow button. And if you don't have any of those, you're one of those people that doesn't like social media per se, then you can email legendsofathletics19@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to respond to your emails or just read them and enjoy those criticisms or praises as you see fit. And so you guys are great. It's a great time of year. It's spring. A lot of people are shaking off that winter, those winter low points, or not getting a lot of sun in the wintertime. And so the vitamin D is hitting the body. The brain is having an excited response to that, giving you those good hormones. And things are going great. And so a lot of people, you know, doing the spring cleaning, getting the cobwebs out of the corners and things like that, switching the pants for shorts here in the South. Things like that. And so those things are very exciting and very refreshing whenever getting into the warmer months. But with the podcast today, what I want to talk to you guys about is what's holding you back. That's the thing I want you to keep in mind as we go into a little deeper into the episode, is like, just think about what's holding you back. And the thing that inspired this conversation was a conversation I had maybe, I'm gonna say three weeks or so ago, with someone, and it just we were talking about the journey to get to where I am today in business, and just the things that went right, the things that went wrong, if anything, things that I may change, things I would do differently, things like that. But the main thing that I really resonated with me in that conversation, and it was something that I was thinking about before even having that conversation, is just, what's the thing that's holding you back? A lot of times with us, whenever we're going after dreams and aspirations, especially when you're younger, you tend to tell those things to people that we trust, or we may tend to spread those things and tell people things just because we're excited about the dream and the journey and the pursuit that we're on to make our goals and make the things that we are setting out to accomplish a reality. And so with that, a lot of times we share those things freely, but people, in some sense, I ain't gonna say a lot of people, but some people will project on their reality, or project their doubts or their criticisms or their shortcomings onto us. And what that does is it may create this level of fear. It may create this level of unsureness. It may create a level of kind of going into a reclusive mode or reclusive state, to where we kind of back up and say, well, maybe I can't do that. Maybe that's not possible for me. Maybe I can't accomplish that thing. And so with that, you know, I thought about that for myself and in my business, and what that looked like and kind of what that entailed. For Legends of Athletics, it's taken 10 years to get to the point of where we are today, to where this business is able to be profitable, sustainable as its own, because I did it for so long as a side hustle, and it made great money as a side hustle, made pretty good money as a side hustle. But there were some things in that I could have done differently to change the outcomes a little sooner rather than where we are now. But where we are now is right where we need to be. And so for me personally, I want to start off with a story, and then I want to give you guys a lesson. It's kind of how I try to do this. I use myself a lot because I feel like your vantage point is the best teacher for a lot of people. And so for me, I remember 2014. At that time, I graduated from Mississippi State University, and a lot of people actually, you know, whenever you're getting ready to graduate college, they just ask a question like, "Hey, what's next for you? What are you about to do?" Things like that. And I remember at that time, I had the idea of April, which was like a month before I graduated, that I wanted to do something in health and wellness. And I really wanted to work in sports, but I didn't really know the name at that time for what I wanted to do. And later, you know, I would know it as sports performance coaching or sports training, however you want to put it. Some people just say athletic training, but sports performance coaching is what I wanted to do. And so I ended up coming up with a business plan, and at that time, with the information that I had, created a business model. I wasn't very fond or very familiar naturally with pricing. I wasn't very familiar with marketing and things like that. And so I just came up with the idea for what I wanted and what I envisioned that I wanted it to be. I was inspired by guys such as the Hodge Twins at that point, Chris Jones at that time, and a few others, which those people are in bodybuilding spaces. And so I didn't really want to do bodybuilding because I didn't want to do everything that entailed bodybuilding. I didn't even like bodybuilding like that. I like to watch it from an aesthetic standpoint, but it wasn't something that I was willing to live the lifestyle for. Grilled chicken and rice is not for me every day. But in sports performance, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to work with athletes and help athletes in the best way I could. Ultimately, anybody knows me at that time, my dream, if they asked what my dream job was, it would have been to be an orthopedic surgeon. I wanted to work in sports medicine, and I like sports. Just anything sporty I wanted to do, just to be around the sport, athletes, and things like that. I felt like that's where my calling is. And so as you go, you know, go along, you know, different people ask you the questions and things like that. And I would say, like, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. My mom at that time, she gave me freedom to do it. She gave me a year after I graduated to make something happen. And so I went full-blown entrepreneur at that time. And, you know, we created things with Geek Physiques that were cutting edge at that time. They were new, they were great, exciting, things like that. And we created t-shirts, or I, it wasn't we, it wasn't a team at that time, but I created t-shirts. And we got into the sports training. I went to schools, reached out to schools and things like that. And at that time, you know, being younger and looking back on it, you know, I can see why I got some of the results that I did. We got a little bit of traction, but not a whole lot. You know, just being young and growing the network and not knowing as many people at that time, not being seasoned at that time as much as I am now within the sports rankings and world. And so I remember a couple people at that moment back then, 2014, 2015, really, and even up to like 2000, and I'm going to say from 2014 up to like 2018, just a 4-year run of like people telling me like, oh, you know, you don't fit the mold of a sports trainer. You don't fit the mold of a trainer. You don't have the body type. You don't look like this. It was really a lot of the looks and stuff. And I remember even at one point, somebody sent me a text message of someone who was supposed to be a friend at that time, but sent a text message like, you know, Miller goes hard, but he's not, his body doesn't show the results of what he's doing. And man, that really bogged me down for a long time. It was kind of like, man, you know, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe this isn't something that I'm meant to do. Maybe this isn't something that I'm built to do. And it just created a lot of doubt. And whenever you get that doubt going in your mind, it comes out of you as well in your aura, in your presence, in your charisma and things like that. And so it became one of those things where I was kind of like, well, I don't really know if this is for me, if I should do it. And then it became a thing where people would ask me, what do I do and things like that, where I became a little bit shameful of it. And I was like, oh, you know, I work here, you know, a year after the graduation, I had a formal job, or got my first formal job. And so I worked there, and I was like, well, you know, I train athletes a little bit on the side, but I wasn't really broadcasting it like I was at one point. I wasn't trying to push the business and thrive it and grow it as I was at one point. And so I let the outside noise affect me. And even in that time of success, like, we did great with t-shirt sales. We did great with just bringing that excitement and the newness and getting some athletes to join Geek Physiques, because I felt that imposter syndrome, and I felt what other people said. I cowered it down and withered under the pressure and just slowly assimilated myself into being, you know, just going and being a former worker and leaning on that and not believing in myself as much as I did when I initially came up with the plan. And so with that, you know, over time, you have to surround yourself with people who are in the arena. You have to surround yourself around people who are doing it and people who are doing it at the scale that you can. And you can always look around. You can always do this. In most cases, you can look around and see an example of someone doing it. And they look like you. They may move like you, feel like you, things like that. But you can usually look around and see that example. And so for me, you know, it took me really just trial and error, getting better over time at the skill. But I will say in year 9 last year, is when I really got better, is when I really got the battery in my back to say, well, hey, this is for me, I can do this, things like that, and everything came together. This is what happened, and I want to shout out this person, right? My wife says this all the time. This podcast is the reason I'm the trainer that I am today. This podcast is the reason Legends of Athletics took that next step to be self-sufficient, one, to be a strong business, two, to break out, three. This podcast is the reason for that. When I did the episode with Coach Beckham, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because you know, he not only was already doing it, but doing it at a high rate, a successful rate, but also, and Coach Beckham, this for you, this is a man that I could see myself as and look and say, well, you know, man, you know, I think I could be him or do it like he, or not do it like he does it. Everybody has their own flavor, but it just gave me that affirmation that, hey, you know, you can do this. You know, you can, this is for you. You can do this. And once I took on the mindset of like really sitting back and looking in the mirror and thinking like, you know, man, a lot of those people that said that stuff to me were projecting, or, you know, these people ain't even successful and what they're doing for real. They're not doing anything at the level that I'm trying to go to, things like that. And this is being realistic, because I had success. Like, it wasn't like I had no track record or resume or evidence that I was successful. I still had kids signing. It wasn't big groups of signings, but I averaged 1 to 2 kids signing a year. That was with small groups. Groups of like, I'm gonna say 10 or less kids or whatever. Even in year 8, we was getting up to having, you know, 20-plus kids sign up over a summer. We're in Mississippi, and at that time, doing it as a side hustle, that's real good. And so, whenever I met him, it was just like, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's the whatever. But him, Coach Shad, and there's some other coaches up there at MSU, Mississippi State University, Mississippi State, man, they just gave me that affirmation, that battery in my back, because, like, you know, when you can have a conversation with people that's doing it, and you and y'all talking about the same language and things like that's the biggest thing. And so even in my career, I haven't had the opportunity to have a lot of mentors. So a lot of stuff has been trial and error, me hitting my own head, me creating my own path, things like that. And even in some of that, you know, it's just bad decisions, whether that be relationship, friendship, distractions, things like that. But, you know, just having a true person you can look up to, and it'd be a phone call away, or things like that, is tremendous. And so for me, after that, it's when the whole tide changed. And so the point of this podcast is, you know, I want you to ask yourself, like, what's holding you back? Is it what somebody is saying to you? Is it what you believe in yourself? Is it things that you can change? Is it things that you can't change? You know, abandon the outcome. We talked about that. You are who you are. You do what you do. But you got to abandon the outcome. You got to abandon, well, I don't have a six pack like somebody else. Well, I don't have, I'm not as fast as somebody else. Well, I don't have the network or connection that someone else has. You may not, but you got what you have. And that, if it's in line with what you are, with what your destiny is on the road to who you need to become, if it's in line, that's good enough. You're going to pick up the other things along the way. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, well, Justin, Coach Miller, would you be doing podcasts with top trainers? Would you be doing podcasts with top collegiate strength and conditioning coaches? Would you be doing Legend of Athletics as a full-time business? Would you be training athletes who are going high-level D1 to blue blood programs? I would say, man, I really don't know. I probably not. But if you put one foot in front of the other and try, that's good enough. And so I really want you to think about that. What's holding you back? And if it's something that you can change, change it. If it's something that you can't change, don't worry about it. I've had a stomach since sixth grade. My family, predominantly men, carry stomachs. So, like, for me, you know, somebody saying, like, oh, you don't look like this, that, and the third. Well, I'm not a personal trainer, but I get results. My athletes get results. And athletes, we aren't looking to be aesthetically pleasing. I want athletes to perform. And so, you know, I want you guys to really think about that. I really want you guys to go after whatever dreams and aspirations that you have. Don't let anybody hold you back. Don't hold yourself back. Don't let those self-limiting beliefs hold you back. Don't let anybody else's self-limiting beliefs hold you back. And don't let those people project onto you. You have to have a good filter system, and that comes over time. But I'm telling you, in time, when it's time, things are going to come together for you. And I appreciate everybody that have said and listened to me ramble and things like that. You guys are great. And if you don't do nothing else, remember to like and share, rate this podcast, share it with somebody, tell a friend to tell a friend. As always, take the road that's less traveled, do the things that legends do, and get 1% better each and every day, and be legendary.